Hey, Juice, the only thing better than looking clean is looking clean on your own time.
No doubt about it, Big Seth. And that's why I always call my man Ara at A&T Dry Cleaners anytime I need my clothes laundered or dry cleaned.
Tell him exactly why you call Ara.
Because A&T offers free pickup and delivery at your home or office, so you never have the inconvenience of trying to find time to take your dry cleaning somewhere. They bring it to you.
That's exactly right, Juice. You can walk into their Fort Lauderdale location, but A&T serves Miami-Dade, Broward, and the Southern Palm Beaches with their convenient pickup and delivery services, which also include alterations, shoe repair, and more.
And A&T is family-owned company, and they've been in business since 1980.
1980.
Yeah, and you know what? That means customer service is their priority.
So call Ara today at 954-610-9383. That's his personal cell we're giving you. Or you can visit drycleanertoyou.com to start making your life and your dry cleaning a lot easier.
And make sure you tell them that the Fish Tank sent you, because Ara, my man, is giving our listeners 50% off your first order.
How much?
50. Half, Seth. Wow. Half. And 25% off any dry cleaning services after that.
A&T Dry Cleaning, the official dry cleaners of the Fish Tank.
You're now diving into the Fish Tank.
Dive up in that Fish Tank. Who that? Sitting down with Seth Living. Trap OJ. Juice. Ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, golf fans, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that Fish Tank.
Welcome back to the Fish Tank. Seth Levitt here with the former birthday boy, now on the other side of a number we don't have to bring up. Juice, how you doing, man?
What's up, Big Seth?
I'm glad to be back in the tank, Juice. We took a little time off, all of us celebrating your big birthday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. I appreciate all the, you know, all the celebration that went on. But it's time to get back to business, man.
It is time to get back to business, and I can't think of a better way to get back to business with. So what is it? Who was Butch Cassidy and who was the Sundance Kid in this relationship here? Were you Butch or were you Sundance, Jim?
I was just the better looking one.
That's
the
right.
Whoever the better looking one was Jim Kick in the tank, the man who was perfect. And we're so glad to be here with you today, Jim. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, Jim is one of my favorite all times, man. From the moment I got down here, Jim and I have been friends, you know. And every time I've done a charity event or been at a charity event, you know, Jim's one of those guys that show up all the time, man. But the conversation we had are just valuable, man. And for me personally, I think Jim was one of the unsung heroes of the
no
Dolphins
question.
Back in the 70s, man. And it's an honor to have him in the tank with us today.
Truly an honor.
It was about the team.
Right.
You know, today it's about how many yards you get, how many touchdowns you get. When I played with Coach Shula, it's how many games you won and how many games you lose.
Well, you won a lot of them. You won a lot more than you lost, Jim.
Yeah. Well, I was at the right place at the right time.
He's such a humble. I love
he
that.
Is, he
humility.
Is.
Well,
I think he might have contributed to some of it.
I'm from New Jersey, went to school in Wyoming, and then I got drafted by the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And what a culture shock, because, you know, I'm used to the cold weather, and all of a sudden I'm in and Shula had the 12-minute run.
Yeah, so we hear a lot about the 12-minute run. It doesn't seem, other than OJ, nobody seemed to like it. What did you think about the 12-minute run?
No, I told Coach Shula, I'm here to play football. I'm not in a cross-country team. He didn't think it was so funny.
He didn't like it so much.
Go back in the locker room and go to sleep.
Did you go in the locker room or did you keep running?
No,
when you see Coach now, is it funny now to him? Does he laugh about the 12-minute run now, or is he still not laughing about that?
No, he didn't think anything was funny.
He didn't have much of a sense of humor.
No, none at all.
You know, before you got to the Dolphins, you know, you talk about coming from Jersey. Tell us a little bit about being from Jersey and, you know, how you grew up in New Jersey. And I mean, I'm from the Midwest myself, but I played football in Pennsylvania, so I know a little bit about Jersey. Tell us a little about growing up in Jersey.
Well, I grew up in about 20 minutes from New York City, so, you know, I was more or less a city kid, but my dad was a World War hero. He won the Silver Star, which is like the second highest honor you can get, and he played professional football for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
And my mother was a pretty good athlete. She used to play tennis.
So you came by it naturally.
Yeah.
So that's why you're such a great athlete.
I had good genes.
Sounds like it. What position did your father play?
He was a fullback.
Ah.
And he was big. He, at that time, he weighed about 220. So
that's a big guy.
He's a real big guy.
Yeah. Real big time.
How'd you get to Wyoming, though? I mean, you're right there. You got Rutgers right there. You've got Penn State right there. How'd you bypass all those states and all those schools and get out to Wyoming?
Oh, I don't know. I wanted to go to Penn State. because I'm, you know, from New Jersey.
Another one you missed out on, Juice.
For some reason, I got drafted by Wyoming. And as it turned out, my junior year, we went to the Sun Bowl. And my senior year, we went to the Sugar Bowl.
Oh, it was some great bowls.
It's not so bad. And then one of those bowl games was which game was against Florida State?
That was the Sun Bowl.
That was the Sun Bowl, and you had a pretty good game.
Yeah, I had a pretty good game.
See, he's so humble. Yeah. MVP is pretty good game.
I came back from Wyoming and had to shovel snow for about 2 hours.
No, thank you.
I told my mother and father, I told them, I love you, but you want to see me. You're going to move down to Florida.
That's right. That's
you guys can keep the snow.
Did they move down or just they just come to visit at that point?
They just came to visit.
Yeah.
So they didn't mind it as much.
No.
They were settled
like
in
said,
at that point.
I went back up.
And here you are. You're still in Florida. So clearly it was culture shock at one point, but you've settled in on this warm weather.
Oh, yeah.
Not going back up north.
It happens to a lot of guys for sure.
You know, growing up as a great athlete, you also played a little baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
You played shortstop on the Connie Mack team.
Yeah, baseball that was actually my best sport, but it was just sort of boring. You know?
I'm with you on that one. Amen.
You sit in the dugout and just wait for, nothing.
Yeah.
Then you go out in the field, and then you come back. And
that's it.
That's it, yeah.
So football had a little more action for you.
Yeah. Basketball, I was a pretty good basketball player. I always wanted to dunk I could dunk a tennis ball, but my hands weren't big enough.
not for the basketball.
But he had the hops, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
He had the hops.
How tall were you at that point in time? 6 foot, and you were dunking. Well, dunking a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Not bad. Ball. I can barely touch the rim, Juice.
Well, I know, Seth. I've seen your basketball game, and it's you're a perimeter guy.
Definitely, I'm the runner. I got the runner too.
Yeah,
get that knee up. Yeah, you're not signing off on the runner.
Nah, I like the runner when you shoot it. But Jim, back to a little bit of baseball. You had a few teammates that you played with that actually made it to Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah, I played Connie Mack baseball, and three of the guys went to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
But you're a better hitter than all those guys, though.
Well, I like to think so.
but baseball being so boring led you to football, which is probably the same reason I went from baseball to football, because baseball was a little bit boring. And I love the contact in football, and I love the more of a team sport. Right? Baseball is kind of an individual sport.
Yeah.
With a bunch of, it's a team sport, but a bunch of individuals.
So Juice, I was reading the notes that you prepared. The bowl game, he did pretty good, won an MVP, but there was another game. There was an all-star game afterwards.
Correct. You had an all-star game where the college kids actually played against the former, I guess, Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's the Packers this year. You guys
I still
had
can't
a
get over the
against,
fact
right?
that we're doing that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's the Packers.
Uh-huh. But I understand that you didn't get an opportunity to play in the game. What happened? Tell me about Otto Graham.
I got invited to the place. I went there. And all I did was sit on the bench and watch the game.
Is that right?
It's like playing baseball.
I never got into one play.
What happened? Why wouldn't they put you in?
Yeah, Otto Graham was not a Wyoming fan, I take it. Or the kid from
so
Jersey.
So was he the coach?
Otto
Graham was the coach?
Right? Yeah.
And he wasn't putting you in?
No.
But you practiced the whole time with him and everything?
Yeah.
No playtime.
I know Bo Camper was talking about they played against the Niners, I believe.
The Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
I thought it was the Bears.
Back to the Bears.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they got rid of that because I might have been playing that game against these professional football players.
It makes no sense to send these college kids in there to play against the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
That I don't get that. Did you have to do that when you won Super Bowls here in Miami? Did you have to then play against college kids, or was that done by? Well, it must have been if Bo Camper played.
Yeah.
So did you ever have to play in one of those games as a professional?
Yeah, played in an all-star game. We played against some of the best kids in college.
Did it piss you off to have to go play in that game?
No, the only thing that pissed me off is a 12-minute run.
That 12-minute run. Did a lot of guys have trouble with that run?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the best football conditioning drill, is it? It doesn't make any sense.
That's what I told Shula.
I think it's more of a test of will at that point, Seth. And I think he wanted to, see how many people prepare for it. How do you prepare for it? When I first got down to South Florida, it was so hot. I had run the 18-minute run at Penn State, and prepare for the 12-minute run. But it was so hot and humid down here that, it was – I was dying out there. It was unbelievable how tough it was to run in that weather.
Yeah, well, you know, you had to weigh a certain weight, and if you were over that weight, you got fined.
Was weight ever an issue for you? Were you overweight and you had to lose, or were you one of those guys who was trying to keep weight on?
No, I didn't have any problem.
Just was what it was. Yeah, Zonka a little different, though, right?
Well, Zonka was 250, and he was bigger than most of all our linemen. Today, that's a
big guy.
He's a lineman, yeah.
You see right. him with, if you see Zonk now with running backs, in fact, with the 100-year anniversary, they had him with guys like LaDainian Tomlinson, and they had all these backs in the history of the game, and he's still one of the biggest guys.
Yeah.
There's certain people in the history of this franchise, right? So Duper and Clayton, and there's certain guys, JT and Zach. Well, in your era, certainly it was you and Zonka. You can't say Zonka without Kick or Kick without Zonka. How did that friendship come to be? How did you guys get so close?
Well, just, you know, again, it was about the team. When I do public speaking sometimes, the first question they ask me is how much money you made. I said I made $17,500. And they said, a week? I said, no, that was for the whole year.
17-5. It's a tough game to play for 17-5, Juice.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Then I got, they started a new league, and I got drafted. It was supposed to be in Memphis.
Right, the Memphis, I forget
Southman.
What it was. Okay, the Southman.
Yeah.
This is after you had won a couple Super Bowls here.
Yeah, but it didn't last that long because there was nobody, you know, nobody really cared.
Yeah.
If that. The NFL is more important than this league.
So. Sure.
And because there was nobody there, they canceled the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Was that difficult, Jim, to, like you said, one of the best teams ever. You won back-to-back Super Bowls. One of those was undefeated. Was it difficult to make the decision to leave and go to Memphis? Or was that hard? Did you go in and talk to Coach Shula and say, hey, Coach, I'm leaving. I have this new opportunity. Was that a hard decision to make?
Yeah. I enjoyed playing down here. So, but I went to Memphis and I was only there for about two weeks, but I got paid pretty well.
Yeah.
And I came
more than $17,500?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And the league fell down.
Yeah.
So I went back home.
That's not so bad. It was almost like a little vacation.
And then I got a call from the Denver Broncos, and I went out and played 2 years with the Broncos.
And how was that compared to playing with the Dolphins?
Oh, the weather.
Yeah.
Actually
yeah.
has something to do with it, you know.
Back to shoveling snow.
Yeah. Now, I'm from New Jersey.
Right.
I know about shoveling snow.
Yeah, I bet.
Actually, what actually started off, I think the Dolphins were in the AFL before the merger.
That's
right.
Right? You were pre-NFL.
Yeah. 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 AFL, then the NFL, and then you went to World League, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you played in some different leagues. Kind of the AFL is like it's still the NFL. I mean, that's where the merger started. But, you know, how was that transition from the AFL to when the league merged into the NFL?
Well, it was a big transition, right. Because the AFL, the teams weren't very good. You know, that's why it closed down.
Right.
And then I went back home to New Jersey, and then they called me up from down here and said, would you want to play football here? I said, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know? And as it turns out, I was fortunate to be on that team with Zonk, Mercury Morris.
What about some of the great linemen you had? You know, the Larry Littles and, you know, the Kuchberg and guys like that. You had some great linemen in front of you as well.
Oh, yeah. That's why we were so successful in our running game. We had a great offensive line with Kuchberg, Jim Langer. Norm Evans.
I think Jim's also cool with the lineman, too, because it seemed like he was like a lineman, as much blocking as he had to do for Zonk and those guys. Like, you felt like one of those guys at times, right? All the blocking that you had to do.
That's an amazing backfield. Think about that. You know, we're still trying to find a running game here in Miami.
Yeah.
And they had you and Zonka and Merck all in the same backfield. Talk about what that was like with the three of you guys in that same backfield. And were there enough footballs to go around?
Yeah. You know, Merck was really fast. And I used to have to block sometimes for Zonka. And I used to ask Coach Shula, I said, why am I blocking for a guy that weighs 250 pounds? You
know? Did he have an answer?
Yeah, right.
No, he said? He said, here's your answer. Go in your locker room and go to bed.
That seems to be his answer for everything.
Yeah.
He was sending you back to go to sleep. Did Zonk ever have to block for you, ever?
No, he didn't.
Zonk did no blocking.
No,
he just ran the ball.
Yeah, he just ran the ball. I did the blocking. That's why I had the argument with Coach Shula.
Yeah. And Merck wasn't doing any blocking.
No, Merck wasn't doing any blocking.
You had to do all the dirty work.
Yeah. Well, you know, football's about the team.
Right.
Good design is good business, but great design can be a game changer. Whether you need a new company logo, dynamic presentation decks, or want to bring a Wynwood-style mural to your corporate office or event, Thunderous Genius will exceed all of your expectations. The Thunderous team has worked with your favorite sports franchises, athletes, and entertainers, and can't wait to bring that perfect blend of creativity and structure to you as well. So contact them at ThunderousGenius.com. Say that the Fish Tank sent you and receive a 50% discount off your first project. Half off! So what are you waiting for? It's time to get thunderous. And now, on to the show. So talk about that bond with you and Larry, though. Where did you and Zonka, did you first meet here in Miami, or did you know him before you got to the Dolphins?
No, it was just in Miami.
In Miami. And did you immediately click? Did you guys just instantly become friends?
Yeah.
I also remember, were you guys both with, is that both you guys riding the horses through Miami, or is it just... Were you on that? Were you on the horse too?
I was on the
Tell
horse.
Me about that.
A
you
horse?
Guys, yeah, yeah. I think you and Zonk were riding horses through South Beach or something, right?
Yeah, they were doing like a bush casting and Sundance Kid deal. So we were riding the horses going down to Miami
in uniform,
and they asked us questions. You know, how you doing? What you doing? It was.
I thought our interviews were a little outside of the box. Wow. How did the Butch Cassidy and Sundance thing come about? How did you guys get those nicknames?
You've seen the show, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. You know, they used to have fun with each other.
Yeah.
And that's what we did when I came down to Florida. Of course, it was about winning and losing, but we enjoyed the game. We had fun, you know. Shula didn't think it was so funny.
That's pretty cool. I can't say enough about the Sports Illustrated cover shot where I think it's you and Zonk, you know, flashing the bird to the photographer. I don't even know if they probably took them a little while. They couldn't. It's not instant like where you can see the picture right away, so they had to develop it. But I think you and Zonk were giving the middle finger
on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
But you were saying, what were you saying about that, Jim? Is you weren't really giving a finger. You were saying what?
I was saying we were the number one football team.
Well, you were right.
That's right.
You absolutely were right.
That's right.
So that, you know, Juice, I don't know if you know this or if you've ever read it, but Jim and Larry wrote a book. It was called Always on the Run. My stepdad made sure that I had that book. And in that book, you guys had an expression, and it was called Get the Hat.
Yeah.
What was Get the Hat?
Just a story, if it wasn't true.
Somebody was full of shit, you had to get the hat, right?
Get the hat.
I like that. We had a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, they start telling. So we're going to start using that. There were a couple of guests who've been on this show where I think halfway through we need to tell them to get the hat. So who came up with Get the Hat? Was that you or was that Zonk?
I think it was Zonk.
That was him? Yeah. Who had to get the hat more with their stories?
Me.
Oh, that's too funny.
Man, oh man.
That's too funny. So one of the other stories that's talked about in the book, and there's so many stories with you and Zonk all the time, but there's a famous story with Coach Shula and an alligator. And somebody put an actual alligator, a baby alligator, in the shower in his bathroom. Is that the story?
They put it in Coach Shula's shower, and I got blamed for it.
So why did you get blamed? Why were you the guy that they blamed for it?
She just blamed me.
Yeah.
No, I said, why would I? I don't want to do anything with alligators.
Yeah, I can't see you. You're a Jersey kid.
Not a Jersey kid, right?
Were you wrestling an alligator and putting him in Shula's do we ever find out who really did it?
I think Zonk.
But he wouldn't yell at Zonk, though, would he?
No, he wouldn't yell at Zonk.
Did he have was Zonk like his favorite at that time? Who was his favorite player at that point?
I think Zonk, well, it wasn't about,
it was about the team.
Individual, it was about the team. And you know,
but you can see favoritism sometimes within a locker room. You know, I know some guys that my coaches didn't like. I would never say their names, but you know, I think I was at one point one of Shula's favorites. I hope at least.
Yeah.
You know, but was Zonk kind of that guy?
Yeah.
And then you were in the middle somewhere.
So something I've always wondered. You know, you and Zonk were two of the great characters in the history, not only just great players, but great characters in the history of this franchise. Merck, we know Merck is a character as well. You know, Bob Greasy is a little bit more of a straight-laced, serious guy.
Yeah.
What was that like in the huddle? Were you guys ever giving him a hard time? Or what was – I just – that personality difference, I wonder what that was like in the huddle with you guys.
No, you know, everybody – but we played football there for – because we enjoyed the game.
Sure.
And, you know,
So no alligators in Greasy's locker, or we didn't do anything to give Greasy a hard time?
No.
Nobody messed with Grease, huh?
No.
The shoes do a lot of yelling.
He was a great coach.
Was he fair? He was fair, though, with his yelling?
Yeah.
Well, who got yelled at more? You, out of that backfield, you, Merck, or Zonka, who got yelled at the most?
Me.
Why you? Why were you the guy that always got picked on?
I have no idea.
He had your number for whatever reason.
I think it's Wyoming. It's the Wyoming thing.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I wish you had gone to Penn State, man. You'd have been a great Penn
That's
State
where
as
I
well.
Wanted to go. Yeah, I wanted to go to Penn State. But I went to Wyoming.
It worked out.
I have no idea how I got out there. come from New Jersey and going to Wyoming.
It just doesn't seem right.
You talk about a culture shock.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, Wyoming had a good team. Went to the Sun Bowl and beat Florida State.
Yeah.
And then we went to the Sugar Bowl. And we got beat by LSU.
Oh, big time programs too.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And you were doing your part in all of it.
Yeah.
So
I made the All-Star team. Yeah, he was the man.
Yeah, he was absolutely the man. Did you, when you were in Jersey and you go to Wyoming, was the NFL in your sights? Did you think, hey, one day I'll do this professionally, or was it just so different than it is now when guys have that dream to make it to the pros?
Well, it's a dream. I always want. Again, my dad played professional football. He played professional basketball.
He played professional basketball, too.
And baseball.
Oh, my God.
And he was a good athlete. And actually, my mother was a better athlete than everybody.
That's awesome. That's all. Now, we hear your son is a bit of an athlete, right?
Austin was a heck of a football player. St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah.
Wow. And
so
then
the genes are there.
So you've passed the genes on. And there's another tennis player in the family as well.
Yeah, my daughter plays tennis.
So
Allie.
And did she get that from mom or from her grandma, I guess, right? Because your mother was the...
Well, everybody asked me, where did you get your talent from? I said, I got it from my dad and my mother.
Right.
My mother was the first lady to ever let her into sports. She played baseball with the men.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got some great genes, and you pass them along. That's good stuff right there.
On 3 Yards Per Carry, we give you a little bit of culture.
I'm in Edinburgh for the world-famous Fringe Comedy Festival, which is essentially a cornucopia of comedy, and I am scouting for talent.
Do you measure their 40 time, or get their vertical?
No, pretty much not, unfortunately.
Is Benny Hill there?
Benny Hill's dead, buddy.
We also give you the finest in news and analysis of your Miami Dolphins. Listen to us every Thursday and soon every Tuesday and Thursday during the regular season on your favorite podcast provider.
I think the fact that, you know, you, Zonk, and Merck got a chance to come out and be captains in that game, man, it's been an inspiration, I think, to this younger generation, because this team that we have now, they're not, you know, they weren't the best team at the beginning. They're still not the best team, but I think they've been playing a lot better and more like a team like you guys did. And that's how you guys were so successful. You were a team. You didn't care about like you talk about the stats or the money or the touchdowns. I think that's where this team is starting to develop now. And I think it's a tribute to guys like yourself that laid that groundwork. And I think we've lost sight of that as an organization where you have a lot of me, and I guys. But you guys showed us how to do it as a team.
Yeah, it was about the teams. It wasn't how many touchdowns you get, how many yards you get. It was about how many games you win, how many games you lose. And we were fortunate enough to be the only undefeated team in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, that's how you win championships right there.
Yeah, and they won a few of them.
That's right.
And it's something that I think Dolphin fans continue to this day to take pride in the work that you guys did, the foundation that you guys laid for the Dolphins and for this to be a proud franchise for years to come. So it's truly an honor. You know, Juice, I said it when we sat down. I've lucked out in the seat here because I've sat next to the right hand for Seipel and now for Jim, and I keep getting that undefeated 72
that
team ring flashing in my eyes, and it's just an honor to be here.
Yeah, it's all about that hardware, man. And you know, guys like myself play the game for those reasons. You know, I think we have to get back to that, man. You play it for the team, but the team gets the individual rings. But that ring is not an individual ring. It's about a great group of guys that came together, and they were great for a long time.
Oh,
you know, it wasn't just a one-year wonder team.
You know what I always wonder? See, to have your name on the back of the ring.
How cool is that?
And I wonder how they got Bonacani on.
That's a good question. We got to get a picture of that ring. Oh, man. Rest in peace, Nick. Wow. Yeah. How would you put – because, look, can I see that, Jim? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, what an honor it is to hold this ring. So, but look, I mean, kick almost takes up the whole ring.
It does.
You probably have to get a magnifying glass to read Bonaconi.
That's what he said. Yeah.
So Nick's had to wrap around a little bit.
Yeah, huh? I mean, Zonka's probably not easy to put on there, let alone Bonaconi.
No, yeah.
Man, how cool
that
is
that?
That
is the ring right there, man.
Thank you for letting me hold it. Just a real special thing.
And it's got the good logo on it as well.
Yeah, the logo that Juice is wearing, which is apropos for sitting down here with Jim today. That, to me, is the logo that we fell in love with as Dolphin fans.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's being at the right place at the right time. And, you know, when I first came down here, the Dolphins were terrible.
Yeah.
I think we won one or two games. And then,
that couldn't have been fun.
Then Shula came down here and turned the whole thing around.
Well, it is about being in the right place at the right time. And I feel like today we're in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely, man.
Just such an honor to sit down here with you, Jim. I appreciate you taking the time and treating us to lunch.
Yeah.
You treated us to lunch today, which was really wonderful. So thank you so much. It was an honor to have you in the team.
And also, Jim, thank you. Thank you for all you've done in this community as well. You know, you've done a lot off the field.
Yeah.
Our charity events, my charity event. You're an amazing man, man. And like Chef said, it's an honor to be able to spend some time with you today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for diving in, Jim.
You're now diving into the fish tank.
Sitting down with Seth Living, Seth, OJ, Juice Man, ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans, golf fans, number one. Of course, y'all, this ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange, yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rocking with OJ and Seth when we dive up in that fish tank. Okay, this one for them diehards. Celebrate big or cry hard. Leave it all on the field, we gon' try hard. Old school, a new school, mix it in. Feeling like we up close when we listening. Dolphins tales, in Miami is the deep end. We vibing with our favorite players, no secret. We get with Seth and McDuffie, bringing up stories we never heard to the public. Bet we love it, Dolphins fans never budget. We loyal to the team, whether happy or we upset. We be like, what's next? Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. And if you ready for that water, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. And if you down with Dolphins Nation, time to dive in. Don't switch the subject. You know it's all about them fans. You looking at that fish tank, it's time to dive in. Fish tank. Go get your aqua orange. Yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank. Rockin' with OJ and Seth, time to dive up in that fish tank. Dolphins with attitude, we about to dive up in that fish tank.